Mm-hmm. Just feeling the vibration of the chant in your bodies. Being aware of the vertical aspect of the body. Feeling your spine. Feeling your sacrum. Being aware of the bones of your body. Feeling the solidity of your body and also feeling its pulsing, moving nature. Feeling the blood pumping through your veins and your arteries. Feeling the breath moving your body. Feeling the ground beneath you, the sky above you. Coming into the senses of your body. Being aware of the sense of touch. Feeling the contact between your skin and the air, your skin and your clothes. Touching the world and being touched by the world. Feeling the solidity and the structure of the body, feeling its organization, and feeling its pulsing, flowing nature. Opening into the sense of hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds outside and in the room. Letting hearing combine with touching to reinforce each other. As you deepen into the bodily experience, moment by moment. Touching, hearing, opening into seeing. With your eyes closed, seeing perhaps vague colors or blackness, or seeing with the inner eye. Letting seeing combine with hearing and touching, bringing you into the field of the body, into the field of awareness. Feeling the body as anchor and connector. Letting other senses open us to the world. Touching, hearing, seeing. Breathing in, including the sense of smell. Paying attention to the mouth and the tongue, paying attention to the sense of taste. Letting these more primitive, more intimate senses of smelling and tasting bring us more deeply into the experience of the body. Letting smelling and tasting combine with hearing, seeing and touching. becoming more and more present. If you lose awareness, return just to the simple sense of the body, the feeling of sitting on the earth, the feeling of the vertical, and then opening out into the solid and flowing form of the body, creating the doorway for mystery. And as you sit in this place, becoming the knight of fiery hope, becoming the one who is on the quest, becoming the seeker of the grail, feel those twin energies of faith and hope as a fiery warmth in the heart, as an expression of intention and will. Feel the sword in your hand that will enable you to cut through obstacles and defeat opponents. Feel that will of clarity and light. Feel it in your hand, feel it as an aspect of your being. And feel the reflective armor around you that protects and reflects away energies that would disturb you. Feel the protection of the armor of awareness. Feel the focus of the deep will. Feel the warmth of fiery hope and vision. Feel the desire for the grail, the mysterious, impossible object, of which only can be said, that which does not regenerate is not the grail. From that place of being the knight, sitting here in your body, let your attention move outwards. Let your attention touch the other people in the group. Let your attention commune with the fern at the center of the circle. This is the art of seeking the grail. This is the art of communion. Feeling the energy of fiery hope, letting your attention move towards the fern. Feeling the green fire of the fern. Feeling its exuberance, its life force. Letting your life force touch its life force. Creating together a conjoined field. Letting yourself open to the world of nature, of Gaia, through the fern. Behind and through your particular personal form, feeling the human collective, the archetypal human. Bringing together personal life, collective life, the life of the fern, the life of Gaia. Creating the chalice of receptivity, inviting the grail. So just being the grail, allowing the process of flow, allowing melting, allowing the mysterious silent river of the Tao. And from that place, listening to the sound of the world, listening to that movement of life, from the deep to the surface, feel that process of irrigating the world. Listening deeply, hearing the sound of the Awen, deep at the root of things. And as the river of Tao flows and unfolds, hearing with it the song of the Awen, the silent song that expresses itself through your form in your way, that touches all other forms, that brings the active blessing that is your presence into the world. Feeling the chant rising inside you. And as it comes to your throat and your lips, letting the chant move into the world.
Ah.
So what I'd like you to do now, if you will, is just go into two groups of four and one of three, with people, preferably with people you don't know, or you haven't worked with, and just really to talk about your experience of not this just this meditation, but the morning meditation as well. And just start to communicate about this. I did a shuffle chairs around, and beanbags will bounce across the floors, perhaps, in order to enable this to happen. We'll do it for very long. We'll do it for about 20 minutes. So not talking about long kind of sharings, but just sharing a little bit of your experience in the meditations with people you don't know that well. So just mixing the groups up a little bit. It's two groups of four and one of three. So that makes 11. It was my fault. I'm really sorry. I didn't, because we sorted that we were going to have an hour for lunch.
Oh, that's
and finish it amazing. And finishing at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
but I forgot to tell you. So no, I'm really sorry. No, I'm sorry. It was my fault, Emily. So just sort of be clear. Sorry.